Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
I do dad jokes.
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Yes, welcome back to the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gady.
And that's Migas over there.
Hello.
Migas films and chimes in when we need him. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he edits. You've probably arrived by accident. Definitely stay for laugh. We Got The Chocolates. That's a win. Guys, I think enough time has now elapsed since I've taught or been a teacher as my occupation that I can tell you a story of something that was fairly humorous when I was teaching a year eight class. And it was like that phase where everyone was, all the kids were doing, you guys are probably doing it as well, Migas, where it was like you were trying to get people to say like D's or, you know, like somebody had a closing down sale. Yeah. Do you want two CDs on him? To CDs nuts, that sort of thing. So all the kids were going around trying to get each other with that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the biggest scalp that they could get would be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Enter Lethal.
Straight into it.
As said teacher. So I'm sort of like thinking that I'm pretty switched on and pretty aware of, you know, the fact that the kids are trying to get you with this. And this one fella, one kid came up to me at the start of the class and he was like, "Hey, sir, what does Hamoud spell backwards?" And I was sort of like, Hamoud spell backwards? I'm like thinking, like knowing full well that like this is what he's trying to do. And I just like was so competitive in my mind that I couldn't figure out what it was. Like if someone went to me like, you know, yeah, two CDs or whatever, like, oh yeah, good one. Like obviously not get it. But this one I was like, Hamoud, like it can't, that's nothing. Like I don't, I can't go wrong here. There's nothing that can possibly happen. And I'm like looking at the kid and he was like, he's actually playing it pretty straight. Like he was just like genuinely, like he was inquisitive.
Yeah.
And actually needed my help. Like, oh, I'm going to step up as a teacher here to just help him out. Like the poor kid just wants to know what Hamoud actually does spell backwards. And I'm trying to work it out. It's actually real hard to work out how things are pronounced backwards. Uh-huh. I found on this day. And so I'm looking at him like, Duma?
Yeah, which is fair enough answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, literally, as soon as I commence saying it, he's like, do my nuts fit in your mouth? Top of his lungs. And I'm just like, looked at him, my face has just dropped. I'm like, I mean, that's terribly inappropriate, but I've kind of brought it on myself.
Yeah. It's just more bad luck than anything.
And like the worst part was he was that excited that he's like yelling to his mate across the classroom. He's like, Artie, I just got served with Duma. Yelling it at the top of his lungs. I've got like a classroom assistant teacher with me. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, hard to say.
No, I wouldn't know actually.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not sure. So yeah, that was definitely, I got done with Duma.
Mm-hmm.
So just it's more just, you know, bringing it to your attention. If anyone walks up to you randomly in the street and says, hey, Gody, what does Hamoud spell backwards?
Yeah, well, you've actually got to really be in the Hamoud for those type of jokes as well.
Turns out I was. Now let's see if Skin. We're in. Skin?
Yep, good.
Let's see if we're in Hamoud for this type of joke. Been sent through to us, I think it was by Blair Witch Project this week. Sent in on the Choc Line, which is at the website, www.wegotthechocolates.com.au.
All right, gents, I thought I'd send you another little joke down the Choc Line. So there's this guy waking up in a hospital bed, coming to as the doctor walks in, and the doctor says, I have some terrible news. You've been in an awful accident. And we had to remove 3 fingers from your right hand. The man turns to the doctor and says, oh, that's awful. Will I still be able to write with it? And the doctor says, most likely, but I wouldn't count on it.
Not bad.
Happy with that?
Yeah, that's quite good.
Nicely done, Blair.
Very nice. We also had a written one sent in also on our website. We got the chocolates. I'm sure you'll find it.
He's the biggest underseller of all that we do ever.
I'm sure you'll find it. Type it into Google.
Yeah, just go to Google. Work it out from there.
Open up Drive.
Well, surely I don't need to. You at least don't need to tell them the www. Bit. I think everyone can work that out. But
I'm just going to start saying .com.au and they can work out the rest.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Anyways, joke is just spent $300. $300. Nice. Right. Ooh, just spent $300
Lifetime supply.
All right, if I could try and start again, please. Oh, okay. Just spent $300 on a limousine, but found out that the fee doesn't include a driver. Can't believe I spent all that money and I've got nothing to show for it.
Good. Very good. Well done.
That is excellent. Who sent that?
Also, yeah, it was sent in by Scott Slawinski.
Oh, Monica's brother. Monica Slawinski's.
Oh, that is good. Okay. I wanted to get the name in because I also had a joke.
No.
Much more of a stretch.
Stretch limousine?
Yeah.
Well done.
Went on holidays the other day out to the slopes and got a bit hungry, so I just ate some coleslaw and skied.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It is a stretch.
I was actually more of a slew-in snowboarder, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
Good point. Great point. Joke of the week. Sorry, that's it. Skin just ended on a high there. So right up the top of the slopes there, Skin. And that was brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much.
Boys, I have been on the Twitter all week, I guess. Not really. But no, I was scrolling through Twitter the other day. And I sent it through to the boys. This was posted by a person called Michael. I don't know what his username is, but anyway, it doesn't matter. What is a random thing that gives you anxiety? And I thought this is right up Skin's alley because most things give him anxiety outside of these four walls. So the example that they've given is trying to put my change in my wallet at the cash register while people in line put pressure on me just by standing still.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll open up the floor. Okay. Boys, what have we got?
Well, immediately after hearing that, the first thing that comes to mind is a similar situation at the ATM. Mm.
Yeah.
If you've just taken out a couple hundred dollars, you don't want to walk away because you might get robbed. But if there's a line of people behind you waiting for you to fiddle around getting your money back in your wallet, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know on three separate occasions I've walked away from the ATM without my money?
How do you do that?
I've done it without my card.
No, I'd take the card, forget the money. Oh, I've done it three times.
Yeah, right.
And the ATM like eats it.
Yeah.
And then you just have to ring the bank and go, hey, mate, sorry, I went to get cash out and forgot to get cash out. So
You must think you're an absolute idiot.
Yeah, they're just like, what's wrong with you? Like, it's literally like going grocery shopping and forgetting groceries.
Yeah, close enough.
Basically. Yeah, no, that's fair. My one, I reckon, is I carrying drinks back at a stadium, like when it's like, obviously, because, you know, like generous and bought you guys around sort of thing. And I'm carrying like a tray of four drinks back. I just struggle big time. Like I feel like by the time I get back, they're spilling.
Hold on.
I think it's more likely because you're not used to doing it. Yeah. You're not very well practiced.
Yeah. Or you've never actually carried four beers before.
Yeah. I've heard people say it.
Difficult. I would never go.
Going to the barber for me gives me proper anxiety.
What do you mean?
I don't know why I hate going to the barber. Like even when like Kathleen will sometimes just cut my hair because I like just don't want to go. It's the sitting still, but obviously because you know I've got probably something wrong with me. But like, you know, like you've known me.
You've known me
for 15 years. Can I sit still for that long? Not really.
Nah.
So like sitting still and like not being able to move because you got like the cape thing on. Like nah, like proper like wig out.
Cape.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a very weird one.
Yeah.
That's right up there. Yeah.
Which superhero would you like to be today?
Haircut man.
I fall asleep at the barber. Does it happen a bit? Do we remember we were talking about random places you've fallen asleep?
At the barber. But your haircut would be relatively quick.
Well, yes, now. This was probably more in the day. It's probably more in the day where it took a little bit longer.
Yeah, right.
I used to genuinely just like fall asleep all the time. Yeah. And the guy's like obviously trying to, you know, when you do that thing where like you fall asleep in your head. So the guy's like trying to cut your head.
You've got a hack out the back.
Your head moves. He's like, whoa, what happened to this guy? So yeah, I feel like I'm too relaxed at the barber, at the Benjamin barber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Have you got another one? Another thing that gives you anxiety.
Well, Mikas, do you want to chime in here? Have you got any?
I just thought of one.
You're welcome to think of them before the show.
And then you up
working. Oh, I had heaps in my mind, but I just thought of one here. Yeah. Doing a poo in someone else's house.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, apparently at Skin's house, it doesn't apply as much if you remember.
People are pretty relaxed about that. Yeah.
No one seems to mind as much. All right, I've got being the first person to start clapping after any sort of like presentation and wondering if people are going to go with you. Oh, you know, when like those awkward ones where you're like not sure if like you should clap or not, and you're like start going and then you're like, oh, come on, someone else come with me here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, sure.
Mm. You look like not convinced by that one. I mean, it doesn't have to apply to you. It's allowed to be applicable to my life and not yours.
If you know that gives you anxiety, maybe just wait till someone else claps and then start clapping.
No, but sometimes you got to
take the
biscuit to get the biscuit.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
That's literally how I live my life. Mm. By that saying. Same with when I buy you guys drinks and carry them back. Uh-huh. It's the same thing.
Pretty much. Being late really gives me anxiety, but also not necessarily just being late. There's one particular place that I can't stand being like at least, I need to be like at least an hour and a half early is going when I go to the racetrack.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
Airport.
Oh, airport, whatever. It's just an hour or 3 hours international stocks. But like if I'm going to the races.
Is that stocks? 3 hours for
international? Yes, that's stock standard.
Yeah. Holy, you've never been overseas.
No, I know.
What?
Yeah.
That's what, you got to get through customs.
Oh, you're not exactly selling it to me. I've got to sit there for 3 hours doing nothing.
Well, you're not really, you're sort of doing stuff like going through customs and security and like doing your passport and all that type of stuff. Like it takes a bit longer than just say, oh yeah, I'll just lob up here.
You're also going on a holiday, so it's going to be more than 3 hours that you spend.
Yeah. Like to the racetrack, like if the first race is like 11:30, I usually like in there by about 10.
That seems ridiculous to me. For what reason?
I want a seat. I want to make sure no one's in my fucking way most of the time.
Wait, do they even let you in that early?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do they let you get a beer?
Yeah.
Great.
Is there anyone else there?
Yeah, 100%. All the old blokes there. I sit down with them. It's good.
Are the horses there yet?
Some of them are. And when I don't have fisherman's friends in my pocket too.
Nice.
Proper anxiety.
Stressful. Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Great people too, by the way.
Mm.
Skin anymore?
Yeah, I've still got a couple coming out of the... Coming out of the petrol station and like if there's a lineup behind you and you hop back in your car.
Are you kidding? I had this exact one.
Oh, really?
That was my third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaving a petrol station when someone's waiting behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know. If I'm the person in the line, it feels like it should be so much quicker. Like just get in your car and drive. But then when I'm getting in, I'm like, I can't fucking find my seatbelt. Where do I put my wallet and keys? It's like,
no, that is true. 100%. When you're at a petrol station, the seatbelt connector clicker thing gets smaller.
Yeah. Like, what gets smaller?
I promise you, I agree with that. Also because my car's got like that thing where you have to tap it and go, yes, I'll drive responsibly. Like you're meant to wait for that thing, you know, to say like, I agree to drive and not use.
No, we've all done pretty well, Matt. We all know what a car GPS does.
It's got a GPS.
Wow.
Nice. Do you not have that? I'm pretty sure your car does the same thing.
I don't have to click anything.
Yeah, you have to say, I agree.
I don't have to do that in my car. You do. I don't.
No, I guarantee you do. It's obviously just a flaw in your car design. You should probably get that looked at.
Okay.
Take it in.
So you're very great people though.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
Mm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You may remember that last week we attempted to help Toby name a fridge, I think a new fridge in the workplace. We did a name storm for that and we came up with about 85 different options. And we kind of, something we've got a little bit slack on is checking in with the person that actually requested it to find out if we've helped at all. I mean, we entertain ourselves a lot and hopefully at least one or two other people, but we figure we may actually need to check in with Toby and just see like if we helped whatsoever. So he joins us on the phone now, I think. Toby, have we got you there?
Yeah, hey fellas, how's it going?
Very, very well, man. Now, more importantly, how are you and how's the fridge?
Fridge is good. I'm actually on holiday at the moment, so I haven't checked in on the name of it. I'm up here on the north coast of WA at the Ningaloo refrigerator. So, bit of a franchise opportunity for you.
Right. Okay.
Very good.
Now, speaking of holidays, we've actually lost Goaty for this section. He's not here, mate, but I know that he's a massive fan of Namestorm. And so we wanted to call to check in on your behalf. But I believe I was right in saying last week that we actually probably left it slightly too late to help you out, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so. We at work, we came up with the name Rachel, obviously chill being C-H-I-L-L, as a bit of a pun, I guess, which is a bit better than some of the mediocre ones that some other people put forward.
Yeah, so, and I do appreciate you walking skin through that pun.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeez, man. That was perfect. Skin was like, oh, they just named it their favourite Friends character. So Rachel got the votes. I like that. That's fine, man. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is we came up with 65 options, none chosen. and far too late anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a few of the options that we floated at work did kind of match up with a few of the things you said. So using like chill for Bill or Billy. So we had Chilly Eilish and things like that. So we're on the right track.
Yeah, weren't you ever? You didn't even need our help. Just probably lucky because it wasn't exactly in a rush. When did you send that email, Toby, out of interest?
Oh, maybe March, I think.
That's not too bad.
Possibly, yeah. Sometime like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
4 months.
4 months for us. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Considering we get back to people in 3 to 4 business years, as we found out last week, so it's actually not too bad. Toby, it's not actually the only email you've sent in either. I think you have a joke that you've sent in, which we feel like it was a belter. It gave us a laugh. You may as well tell it on here now that we've got you.
Sure thing. What is a shark's favorite fruit?
What?
Pineapple, because it makes the semen taste better.
Oh my god!
And for skin, that's S-E-A-M-E-N.
Yeah,
semen.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Thanks, mate.
Toby, that is fantastic, mate. We're very sorry that it took us so long, and obviously that you went ahead and named it without our help. Anyway, but if you ever need something else namestormed, and you're not in quite as big of a rush, then just email in again. We're more than happy to help.
Let us know.
Will do.
Enjoy your holiday, mate.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, boys.
We're at work, mate.
We're on the tools, flat out, mate.
All right, mate. Apologies.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
Love you.
See ya. Bye.
Love you.
All right, guys, we've got another phone call to make as well, actually, and that is to a new friend of the show, potential. Well, it's an applicant. So in theory, we should have Nathaniel on the phone now. Nathaniel, have you got you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Outstanding, mate. Now, friend of the show application, Skin, that's your specialty, really, so I'm just going to let you run through it.
Right, okay. That's news to me, but yeah.
We only told him 3 times at the same time.
No, but Nathaniel, you've obviously put together a strong application, mate, backed by quite a few, like you've sent in a heap of jokes and contributions over the years. I think you comment on a good chunk of our YouTube videos, all that sort of jazz.
Done a few.
Yeah, I think you're probably well and truly deserving, mate, unless you really fuck up this interview. But we'll
which we have seen happen, mainly when we did Goaty's.
But no, so yeah, there's a little bit of a backstory. We've actually tried to get you on as a friend of the show before. I think ages ago now, given how slack we are, like maybe back before last Christmas. And then since that, like, Goaty stole a friend of the show card. Yeah. I think we've given out a few more, and you've sent us in a couple emails sort of blowing up about that, mate. Did you? What were your thoughts there?
Yeah, mainly, like, I'm still salty that that Goaty didn't want to name my wheelbarrow, so I just sort of want to get back at him somehow and maybe bump him back down the friend of the show card and get in front of him.
Yeah, I've already got a couple of those bottle openers anyway, mate, so you can take one of mine.
Yeah, no, that's right. So we named your wheelbarrow. Hell, that would have been quite a while ago. Yeah.
15 eps ago plus, I reckon.
Yeah. Did we ever check in with you? How did that end up going for you?
No, it's good, actually. Yeah, we've got Vladimir Pushin and Shaquille O'Neal are doing good.
I remember that.
The boy's still using my name.
Right, okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Vladimir Pushin, that was the greatest one ever. Oh, man, why do we never check in with you, Nathaniel? Sorry about that. I mean, obviously, we're not great at tying up loose ends. We're tying up any ends, for that matter.
Anything that involves someone else apart from themselves.
No, apologies for that, mate. And then I wanted to ask you, on your application, like, this just convolutes your relationship with Goaty a little bit more, mate. Your favourite sporting moment of all time, of all the sporting moments in professional sport and everything, is one of Goaty's hundreds. Now, did you get to see that? Can you give us a bit more context there?
I don't remember exactly how it came about. I think I was using an example for one of the teams I was coaching a few years back, and it just sort of came out. It was a pretty outstanding 100. I think it was off for like something like 60 balls or something like that.
They're all pretty quick, mate. Yeah.
You gave us a bit more info. It was down in South Australia in 2019. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. We were batting together.
Lethal was batting with me. Yeah.
Okay.
He was fucking patting him back as per usual. I was taking on the second new ball and he was running away scared as per usual.
It's actually weird, Nathaniel, that you didn't put Lee's 63 from that game. It's
fine. I mean, I got 100 in a session that day, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, mate. Well, the outstanding skin. You got it. That is his. What's that? Was a good sentence. Yeah.
You forgot how to speak there for a second.
You're not going
to
finish any of those.
what is the friend of the show number that Nathaniel's looking like getting now? I mean, I don't think we can put him above Goaty in retrospect. I mean, that just because then it just starts to dent. I mean, you know, the pristine. Someone take over.
Yeah, I mean, all of our friends of the show have been so well organized up until this point. You don't want to mess with that. No, but it could work.
The integrity is the word I was looking for.
Integrity.
The
integrity.
We're up to number 25.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a nice number. Nice. Anyway.
Quarter of a ton.
Yeah. Are you happy with that, Nathaniel?
Yeah, funnily enough, I think that's what I won an award for as best batting average once.
25.
Beautiful. Okay. Probably got me covered, I would think.
Yeah, well, I reckon it just makes sense then. That's a real natural fit for you, Nathaniel. I mean, you've also, it's also the number of emails you've sent us.
Probably in the last week, yeah.
No, perfect, mate. Well, I think we're signing off on number 25 friend of the show being Nathaniel, aren't we?
Lock her in.
Yeah, for sure. Right. We'll have to get in touch and find an address to send it to in the next
25 months.
4 to 5 business years.
Yeah. You also get a POG from our podcast as well, Nathaniel, which I know you'll be very excited
about.
Sweet. That was the most excited you've been. Just saw another replay of Goaty's shot from that innings.
I did hear a 6-over cover that day. They get the second new bit anyway.
Okay, all right.
No, mate, we can think of no better fit for friend of the show number 25. Thank you so much for your time today, mate, and we'll let you get back to work.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I've got to check on, see what these apprentices are doing. Probably nothing.
Vladimir pushing some stuff around.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah. I think he actually leaks water, so they're not using him.
Oh, dear. Sounds like someone else we know. Skin.
What? Does not make any sense?
Doesn't have to.
Doesn't. Just laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a great afternoon, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
You might remember that a couple of weeks ago, we did Snap or Snub.
A look at this photograph. It's Goaty and Glenn McGrath. How did his hair get so red? And why did he snub Johnny Depp?
Hey, Goaty, can I get a photo?
Yeah, beat it, mate. Get out of my way. The Johnny Depp, Deb still gets me.
Yeah. That's a great tune.
It is really good.
And we've actually changed it this week. We've built on it, but we didn't want to waste that jingle because we put a lot of time into it. Mm-hmm. So this week, it's the celebrity edition, basically, or celeb v celeb edition of Snap or Snub. So we're going to line up a couple of pairs of celebrities. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what sort of A, B, C, D, whatever list they are. And we're going to pair them together and see who you think would ask who for a photo, you know?
Nice.
As in, if they were to randomly interact in their life, they would come across each other, who do you reckon is asking who for a photo? Mm-hmm. And I got this idea because on the weekend, Carlton posted a picture of Andy Lee with a photo of Charlie Curnow and said, who asked who for a photo?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so this was where the idea came from. And Andy Lee commented on it saying, like, oh, yeah, I asked him, but I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy Lee's cool. I would ask him for a photo.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good.
No.
He's not asking you for a photo.
No, what do you mean? Hang on a second. Speak for yourself, man. anyway, I can. So, like, as an example, right? And this is sort of like a regular example, but we can get quite creative with them here. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Who asked who for the photo? Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's a really tough one off the bat.
Brad Pitt asking Leonardo.
Okay, really? See, I would have gone the other way. But purely aesthetics was.
They're both good looking roosters.
I know they both look good looking, but Brad Pitt would be the epitome of looking good. Would he not be? I just think he would be.
Yeah, I think Brad Pitt asked Leo. Well, asked him. It already happened.
Okay.
Yep. That happened yesterday.
Next time.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, I'll start us off with Cam Smith, the footy player, Cam Smith, the golfer.
I think it's Cam Smith, the footy player, asked Cam Smith, the golfer, because all footy players think golf's cool.
Yep.
Yep.
I'd agree with
Tend
that.
Tend to agree.
Yeah. Yep. I'd agree with that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was an easy one.
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
You go on, Skin?
Sure. It could be very hypothetical, right?
Sure. Well, I would have thought so. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They're all fucking hypothetical. Just, this isn't actually happening.
Just clarifying that this isn't about to sound even more stupid. Serena Williams or William Shakespeare?
I think, Serena has to ask Shakespeare. Shakespeare's like, he's literally like, we're still talking about Shakespeare now.
Yeah, right now.
But why though? Why are we talking about Shakespeare now?
Well, not because of Serena Williams.
Nah. To be or not to be bored.
But no, I just think,
I agree.
Surely credentials.
Serena's the goat.
More significant impact on world history.
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree. Anyway, move on.
Okay.
Well, glad that's hypothetical because who's asking who for the photo between Mitchell Stark or Tony Stark?
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I think Mitchell Stark's asking Tony Stark, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%. True. Even just based on like Tony Stark's personality in the films and stuff, he's very arrogant. I can't imagine him asking anyone for the photo. He seems like a goatee.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Gordon Ramsay and Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay's asking Gordon. I don't think Gordon's giving two fucks about Lindsay, I wouldn't have thought.
I've heard he's a big fan of Mean Girls.
Is he?
I don't know. I made that up.
Nah, Lindsay's asking Gordon.
Gordon. Gordon's pretty cool. He would swear at her probably.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
For that play on.
Okay. You're still struggling with that, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you not sure about that?
I was really thinking about it. I will go there. I think, Lindsay's asking Gordon.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Sorry, no.
Good contribution.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I didn't chime in there. Goaty asked me.
All right,
sorry.
Tom DeLong or Martin Short?
Tom DeLong.
Blink-182
lead singer. He's the lead singer. Oh, yeah. Who's Martin Short?
He's an actor. I don't know either of
these. In anything that we know?
The one with Steve, old mate. Steve Martin.
Sue Carell.
I can't remember what it's called, but yeah. You'll know Martin Short when you
see him. Cheaper by the dozen.
No.
Okay.
You'll know who Martin Short would.
Well, this is good.
Well, I don't know. I think if Martin Short would ask Tom DeLong,
then he has to ask it.
Remember, just laugh at everything, boys. We're all number one at podcasting. Okay,
I don't know who that is. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit showing us a photo.
You know who Martin Short is. You know who Martin Short is.
I knew who it was.
Do you know that movie?
Nah,
I don't know him.
Anyway, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chappelle Corby.
Oh, very, very good.
Chappelle Corby definitely asked Dave Chappelle for a photo.
I don't know. I actually don't think so.
Oh, you reckon maybe Dave Chappelle's got, yeah, like a...
He definitely could have done like a
bit. He would find that funny. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably would actually. You're right. Can I sneak in with one?
Yeah, please do.
Mel Gibson or Mel B?
Mel B is asking Mel Gibson all day.
Yeah,
I don't think either of them are asking either.
You reckon they'd ignore each other?
Yeah, you can't sit on the fence.
I don't think
with
either of them would give two hoots.
You can't sit on the fence.
About each other.
You're joking.
I think that worlds would interact a little bit.
I reckon Mel Gibson might love spice up your life, okay. I reckon.
Yeah. I reckon he's a real spice fan. Miggas? I reckon we've got two more.
All right. All right.
We've got them.
Okay.
You go.
Okay.
Homer Simpson or Homer Thompson?
Who's Homer Thompson?
There's people we know about. Who's Homer Thompson?
Enough people will know.
Are you sure? There's two people here that know.
Don't care.
I'm not like on top of every movie cast it's ever. Just, I know like...
Is Homer Thompson a fictional character as well?
Homer Simpson, but just in one scene.
Oh. He's in witness protection.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
That is so niche.
No, it's not though. It's not that niche.
It's niche. It's very, very niche, Cody.
I think Eddie he's talking to you.
Eddie Simpson's quote is niche enough, and then it's one scene in the whole series.
On that note, something completely unrelated to The Simpsons.
Okay, nice.
Hillary Duff or Duff Man?
Yeah, that's better. At least we know who Duffman is.
Yep. Okay.
I think Duffman asks Hillary Duff.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Duffman is thrusting in this direction.
All right, let's dive into the world of cinema as we race to buzz in first and correctly identify the movies behind these captivating quotes. I don't yet have a name for it because it's kind of like a combination of a few games we've done, like two Babe Ruths and an apply.
Just a bit of everything.
It's a bit of everything.
Smorgasbord.
It's a combo. So,
but it's kind of like a smaller, much tidier version.
Yeah, it's just the messy game.
We've taken the smorgasbord and we've made like a nice plate of dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Skin.
Thanks.
Vegan, obviously. Yeah. There's not much more to explain. We'll sound grabs that are movie quotes and we'll buzz in. What's our buzzers? I'm Hummer.
Barley.
Godel.
Albert.
Nice. Okay. We'll start with mine. Dave the Brute that knows jack shit. I think he's giving me the nod there because mine easy, I reckon. So I'll start you off here. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Such power. It's raw power.
Dad, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Okay, here's Godel.
Albert. Barley.
You have 1 month to find jobs or you're out in your ass.
It's Step Brothers.
It is Step Brothers. Yeah. Well done. Very good. Oh, no. This is... I thought you would have got that one, Skin. I'll be honest.
I should have just backed myself.
Really?
I said to you before, I hadn't seen Step Brothers in like 15 years.
Yeah.
There I didn't even know you had one.
Yeah.
Who's next? Who do you want?
Left at the dealer. Go,
yeah, oh, yeah. I should have explained. All of us have chosen individual quotes. Mm-hmm. That probably would have been good to explain.
Yeah,
that's all right. Awesome. I mean, we're already into the game now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Goaty, this will be yours by the looks. Here we go.
Oh, what's wrong with your neck?
I took a Viagra. Got stuck in my throat. I've had a stiff neck for hours. Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's a very humorous quote, but I have no idea what that's from.
I'm going to say Barley. I don't think, I actually don't know what it's from. I'm going to say In-Betweeners maybe, just because it was.
No.
No, we're going to have that many people just yelling at there.
This is disappointing. I can picture the actor.
I can't.
Yeah, I can picture the actor. It's,
haven't got his name or a movie title.
No idea. Is it, you've only got one quote from this movie, don't you? You don't have a backup one?
No, it's the one movie. It's relatively straightforward.
Yeah, okay. Pass.
Skin, come on.
Yeah, this is good.
I watched a movie with the actor recently. It's called Going Out in Style or something.
Surely, if Goaty chose that movie, I'll actually punch him. I've never even heard of that movie.
Style. Austin Powers was the movie.
Great movie. Would have never got it.
I've seen that once.
I don't reckon
also
I've seen
about 15 years ago.
Yeah. You've never seen Austin Powers?
15 years, yeah.
Never.
We should do like a video of like us watching movies that we should have seen, but we haven't.
Everyone's going to love that.
Josh react to Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Lee reacts to every scene in Austin Powers.
You'd love it.
Good. All right. I'm going to Skin.
Mm-hmm.
You got the right to suck my dick,
motherfucker. What the fuck? Godel?
God.
Godel?
Yeah, go.
21 Jump Street?
Nice. Oh.
And Goaty wins.
Well done, Goaty. You know what's funny? I was actually going to use 21 Jump Street as one of mine, but it was like... I can't remember what it was going to be.
Oh, that's good, mate. That's
like, awesome. No, remember the, like
science
the scene,
bitch or something.
The scene where he's like, I punched him and then he happened to be gay. I was gay when you punched me. That was the one I was going to use. Migas, are you ready?
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil, sorry, grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint,
oh, wait for
all this to blow over.
Godel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's good.
What is that?
Gunner.
Really?
Nah, no.
We should all have a movie night where we watch Shaun of the Dead and react to it.
That sounds like, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, but Shaun of the Dead was actually, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Okay. I've seen it in a while, but good movie.
I was worried, I was slightly worried it was going to be a little bit.
No, I thought it was going to be hot. I was nearly said Hot Fuzz. The other one that he
You know
does.
What I'm finding with these games? We've never really nailed one of these movie games. I think it's because everyone has such different tastes in movies. Like, it is
I
so
seem
hard.
To be going fine with it, but keep going.
Well, I had a backup that was going to be a lot easier, but okay. Well, we don't need it. Because
all right. Did anyone bring a second one?
I brought a second one.
I should have a second one.
Do you want to go another then?
Yeah,
let's go. Goaty's up to
worst case scenario, we hear some more funny quotes.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Goaty can't possibly be beaten, but we'll start
with... Is this yours or mine?
No, it's you. I don't have a second.
No, of course you don't.
No.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I always hear you say that.
Yeah. You've sent me that video and I still don't know it.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Hammer, is it Thunderbirds?
No.
Flying
High, Leslie Nielsen. It's an absolute classic.
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking that one.
Classic. I've sent you guys that quote at least 8 times.
I know you sent me the quote. I still don't know what movie it's from.
So
is it a movie or a TV show?
That's a movie.
Oh, okay, because you've sent me like 15 videos from that movie.
For sure. Yeah.
I've probably seen the whole movie in little reels.
Mm. Yeah.
Skin, here's your second.
This suit.
Bag Donald. It is Borat.
Yeah. That was mine.
That's also
first
not my,
of all.
That's not my second.
Damn it. What the hell happens?
Can you guys offer some more, please?
Well, you can't have got that anyway. It would have been your own.
No, I know, but like, I mean.
It's 5 blonde if I get this last one too, by the way.
No, yeah. Didn't someone else get one?
No one's got another one, yep.
All right.
Something's going to happen, seriously, to everyone else if it's 5-0.
We'll all get tattoos.
Yeah. I think you two should be able to beat Goaty for my one, I reckon.
Okay.
So. Please try.
Okay. Whoa, I've been trying. Okay, here we go.
You're getting 30 grand? I'm getting 1,000.
Wait, you guys are getting paid?
Oh, yes, I've got it. Hammer. Yeah. Hammer, it is.
Oh, no.
The Millers meet the Millers.
Bali.
Godel.
Nah, Bali was in first. Is
it? Where the Millers?
Yeah, that's a great film, actually.
Yeah,
exactly. Lethal takes half a point. Well done.
Also, we suck at that game.
We do suck at anything movie-related.
Beautiful. And guys, yeah, you are in for a tweet this week. I keep calling it tweet of the week the last few pods, so I'm sorry about that. I'm not really. I couldn't care less. But anyway, you're in for a tweet this week. This one is from Ian Miles Chong, all right? And it's a photo. Victor Marks is the world record holder for the fastest gun disarm. Harry O'Connor, mental, and to think his sister Anya invented the starting pistol.
Anya Marks.
You know. that's
really tickled skin.
Nice.
Like that.
Very good. Nice and short and sweet. Yeah, exactly. And so was the tweet.
Rightio, that's another We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. So get in touch. You can do that firstly via our socials, Facebook, Insta, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, pretty much everywhere, just at We Got the Chocolates. And in those
threads,
yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought you were just complimenting my outfit.
Threads.
And in those social bios, you will find our link tree, which has discount codes to LSKD and Better Beer Merch at the moment as well. So help us help you.
Yep, and also help us by contributing to the show. The chalk line on our website, at the podcast page.
Just fucking rolling off the
tongue. Chalky's loving it.
Record yourself and potentially hear your voice on an episode, or if that's not your preference, you can write in there as well. So.
Nice. Beautiful. And we got our 400K YouTube subs the other day too, so we're stoked with that. Thank you, everybody. But keep those ratings and reviews coming. More ratings, more reviews equals more...
up the charts, I reckon. I could be wrong. I don't know how it works.
Glad you said charts.
Yeah.
Sounds about right, does it?
Yeah. Keep them flying.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember to get out and have a chin wag with your mates this week. If you're doing that, you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps. Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.